Baby, what is it? A heart attack? Oh, little one, it's okay. Come here. Tell Mama what happened. Mm-hmm. Right here in the bed. Oh. What dream could have made you so upset? Mm-hmm. Oh, poor sweetie. You've been out of school for months now, and I'm sorry it's still bothering you. Here. Climb in bed and cuddle with your old mother. I'll screw the side so you can get in. Thank you. You're right. I suppose I'm not old yet, but... Well, you're still my little baby. Even though you are all grown up now. It's okay, honey. I'll be fine. I guess I'll just have to get used to you moving off when it happens. Well, I like having you here too. My little man of the house, taking care of me. I appreciate how much you stepped up recently. Doing all your chores, paying some of the rent. It makes a difference, more than you know. Oh. Your elbow is in my neck, on dear. Can you lift that up a bit? No, if you go there, it'll pinch my arm. I remember back when you weren't so big. Here, just lay on your side facing me. Rest your head on my chest. There we go. Just relax. You can lean the rest of the night by my side. Now, tell your mom about this dream while I run my fingers through your hair. Mm-hmm. Aww. Well, I'd be anxious too if I had a dream like that. Oh, dear. I can tell your heartbeat's beating fast. You know, baby, I think I know why you're having these dreams. No, sweetie, it's not a heart attack. But I understand why you feel it could be. You've had your first panic attack. Mm-hmm. It happens to a lot of people. Let me guess. When you woke up, you felt your chest was really tight. You had trouble breathing, and you couldn't stop thinking about how bad things could be. Yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound happy about that, but it's better than a heart attack, darling. Yep, I've had them too. I would guess that your new life situation has brought this on, huh? Well, think about it. Your life used to be wake up, go to school, come here, do homework, then go to sleep. Now you don't have a schedule. Now you have all these other things that you've got to do. And your days are pretty different compared to how they used to be. It matters because our brains are programmed to keep us alive. They love routine. To do that, when we're at peace and not in danger, they give us thoughts that could happen. So we'll be prepared for it. You kept us alive back in the day, and now, though your brain is giving you these worries, it's because it doesn't know that it won't go back to high school again. Well, if you want to fix it. You need to teach your brain how to relax. It takes time and effort, but you can train yourself to not let these things overwhelm you. I'm happy you're so ready to fix things. But I don't think right now is really the best time to really dig into this. However, there is one thing you can do right now to help. You need to find your happy place. I'm serious. I know it sounds corny, but it's true. You need to have some mental place where you can go away when things get overwhelmed and rough. An oasis and a desert island, if you will. Of course, I've had my own happy place for years. Well, honey, happy places are private things, and some are private more than others. Okay, I'll tell you. Then it may be weird, and I hope you don't think I'm gross, but my happy place is some years ago, back when I nursed you. I had you on my chest, nursing from me with those big eyes looking up. And it felt like my heart was filled to my brim and brim with love. I was happier more than I have. So, it's what I think of when I am upset. Can you think of a time when you felt the most happy and safe? You're so sweet. Okay. If you want, we can make this moment your happy place. Now, if you want to cement this, close your eyes. Visualize where you are. You're in bed with me. The covers pulled up to your arms. Oh, yeah, if you're uncomfortable, we can fix that first. You said your arm just squished under you? Okay, scoot a little closer to your mom. Put your arm behind my neck. Oh, great. How does that feel? Better, yeah? I guess your other arm is still laying inside. Okay. You can put it across me. Well, you need to move down a little bit so your arm isn't laying on my boobs. Oh, I guess that does put your face on my boobs, doesn't it? That's fine. I suppose it's better to have your face there than in your hand, huh? It feels familiar to me, at least. Sure. You can put your leg over mine. Now, are you comfy? Good. I like how you feel against me, too. I miss this. We could cuddle all the time when you were little. Okay. Now. Where was I? Right. Visualize in your happy place. Close your eyes and imagine where you are while I run my hand through your hair. You're laying here with your dear mom. I'll press up against her. Take a few deep breaths and tell me when the feeling sends out to you. Well, thank you. I washed all of my perfume off in the shower. So I don't know what you're smelling now. That's so good. but I'll take it as a compliment. Now, think of everything else you're feeling. All the sensations around you. Really let that memory burn into your mind. You're doing great, honey. I can feel your heartbeat slowing down. Keep thinking of this moment together. Breathe deep. And tell mommy how you feel. Baby. Oh, well, of course you can tell me. I'm your mom. You can tell me anything. I love you more than the whole world. There's nothing you can say that would change that. No, seriously. Really, you can tell. Oh. Is that it? Honey. Dear, it's okay. It's okay. I'm not mad. Don't go away. Just... Shh. It's okay. Stay here with your mom. You... prefer mommy? No, no, that's... Oh, honey. I've always been your mommy. You might not remember this, but I recall the moment you came to me and called me mom for the first time. It almost broke my heart, but I knew it was normal. Knowing you want me to be mommy again is... it's perfect. Is there something else? Your mouth says no, but your face tells me there's more. Tell mommy everything. My soft voice? I'm sorry, dear. I don't know what that means. Oh. You like this? When mommy talks to you like this? Well, let me tell you, mommy likes it too. Yes, she does. Your mommy's little boy. Do you remember that book I used to read you? The one that had a little boy in the bathroom, sitting down while everything around him was a mess on the ground? It's called I Love You Forever. Oh, I'm so glad. And do you remember mommy's favorite part? The one we would read over and over and over again together? I love you forever. I'll like you always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. Those wide eyes of yours tells me yes, you do. My little baby boy remembers. Oh, you're giving mama so many memories. It's okay, honey. Mama can feel you press up against her. It's natural. You don't have to try to hide it. Come on. Keep curled up next to me. I don't know what part of you touches me. Is this better? See? Doesn't it feel so good to be here with me? I've always liked how you felt. Hmm? What was that? Uncomfortable? What's uncomfortable, baby? Oh. You mean these? Yeah. Maybe it's time Mama got you some big boy boxers for your big boy parts. Well, if it bothers you so much, just take them off. Sure. And the PJ pants too. That's fine. Here. I'll move the covers so you can sit up. Let me help you with your shirt. There, all naked. Let Mama take a good look at you. It's okay. Okay. You can let go of the cover. I've seen you without clothes before, darling. It's been a while, but I can't imagine you've changed that much. Now, look at these strong muscles you got. So big. But the girls back at school were always looking at you. And the stomach. You feel so round. It shows that Mama's so proud of you, baby. No. Take your hand away. Let Mommy see all of you, baby. No, nothing's wrong, darling. I just... you surprised me, that's all. Everything's fine. Well, you have hair there, for one. It's not a bad thing, it's natural, just for some reason, Mama didn't expect to see that. It means you're a man, and below that, well, you're developed very well. What I mean is, how do I put this? You have a very pleasing body. Mama's actually jealous because whoever you date later is gonna be very lucky. No. Not with the hair. Gosh. I can't believe what I'm saying. No. Your penis is very nice. That's all. Honey, please don't make me say more. Yes, I did say he could tell me anything, but oh, baby, I don't want to say something that will make you think Mommy's weird. Okay. Pinky promise? The stay is between us. Good. Okay. Your penis is very photogenic. It's... Oh, boy. Let me put it this way. If I were out with my mom friends, having brunch with wine, and someone showed me a picture that looked like what you have, I would tell them they're very lucky. Specifically... Well, Mommy really likes, can we lay down, sweetie? I don't want to sit up anymore. Here. Come back to me or on my chest. Oh, that's better. I like feeling your face against my skin. Put your leg over like before. That's perfect. Don't worry about your parts. Just let it lay against me. That's fine. I can feel everything. And that's okay. Now, let me stretch your head. Well, Mama thinks what to say. Scratch, silly. Baby. Different women like different things. Some are into hands, or arms, or chests. Mommy likes other parts. The kind of heart that's hard and light against me now. I like how they feel. In my hands or inside me. So all I'm saying is you're blessed with good parts. And let's just leave it there, okay? Honey, why do you keep moving your face? Oh, not nice on my neck, God. It feels itching your cheek? That makes sense. Okay. Mama's gonna pull down the nightgown so it's not covering her. But you have to remember your promise not to tell anyone about this, okay? All right. Sit up for me. 1 second. Let me get my arms out of this. Ah, there. It's around my waist now. Come here. That feels so much better now, doesn't it? Skin into skin. No, Mommy doesn't make milk anymore. That stopped a long while ago. Well, after I stopped nursing you, I stopped making milk. It's part of life. I wouldn't make more unless I had another baby. But I can't promise you that isn't gonna happen again. Let's get back to that visualization, eh? Close your eyes. Good. Now think of where you are and who you're holding. How you're feeling. Think of all the good parts you're thinking. Let it all wash over you. You're safe. You're with Mama. And everything in our little world is okay. And I'm here for you. I love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living. Your mommy I'll be. Mm-hmm. What was that, dear? You sound so softly. Oh, of course I can give you a kiss. You can always get a kiss from your mama. Of course you can kiss. Oh, baby. I mean, that's mama's nipple. You shouldn't. It's, okay. Listen. Just, you can just kiss it one more time. Felt good. Honey, thank you. Again? I mean, I don't know, sweetie. Your kiss. This seems like it's going on for a rather long time, huh? It's like before. Just like I remember. Oh, baby. Thanks very much. It's been so long. Your dad wouldn't even. No, please don't stop, don't stop. I'm just really, really proud of you. And special kisses. Wait. Sorry. I'm sorry, baby. Sorry, just. Something almost happened and I got a little overwhelmed. No. Shh. You didn't do anything wrong. You're perfect. As always. Mama just wasn't expecting, that's all. Hold on, I feel something wet. Oh, did you finish, baby? Oh, okay. Well, it's just pre-cum, and that's normal, baby. Especially when people get excited. And so, you know, things can get any easier. It's not a nuisance, don't worry. Me? I guess I have something like that. But I'm sure you find someone special your own age and find out more with them. I know you love me, darling. I know, and Mama loves you too, believe me. But we just can't. But I can see you're pretty worked up. Listen to me, baby. You can't do that. But maybe Mama can help. You know, relieve some tension. All right. Mama will take care of that. We need to give Mama some more special kisses while she does that, okay? Oh, such an incubator. Okay. I was gonna reach over. Touch your little, okay, baby? Oh, sweetie, and so smooth. And just spread some of your sweet gum around and keep guessing. Mama squeezes more out of you, okay? There. I'm gonna stroke your cock, okay? Oh, baby. Sorry. No, bad enough. Here, let me help. Better. I'm talking about my nipples, yes. Whatever, make yourselves beautiful and good, okay? You can keep giving me those special kisses. Mama keep touching you. Baby. You make Mama feel so good. Mama loves how you feel too. So smooth and hard. That's right, baby. Like your hips forehand, that's right. Oh, fuck. I'm twitching. You're getting close, darling. Can you feel yourself once released? No, it's okay. Maybe come into Mama's hand. You can have these from Mama, but don't stop sucking, okay? Don't stop sucking. I can feel you dancing up, little one. That's how you're close. I'll give you a countdown. And then you're gonna give Mama all your gummies, okay? Five. Fuck. Four. Three. That's it. Two. And one. Come for Mama, baby, please. Come on, I need that. Baby, there we go. There we go. Good boy. And boy, good boy. I'm just gonna lift the cover so I can see. So much. I am so proud of you. Such a good job. Baby, if you suck hard like that, I'm... fuck. God, it's been so long. That was amazing. It smells so good. You taste amazing. I can already see it. You're tired now, huh? It's okay. Why don't you cuddle up with Mama and go to sleep? We won't have any bad dreams tonight. I promise.